Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Heads up, Richies. Today's episode deals with sexual assault. There will also be some strong language. Please be advised.
So, Brooke, something that I know you and I are always very serious about is consent.
Yes, absolutely. Like, whatever happens to our bodies should be 1,000% our choice.
Exactly. And even though celebrities are real people who sometimes make terrible choices, it's always just so upsetting when we hear that those choices made someone else uncomfortable or violated someone else. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're looking at here with the allegations against Brandi Glanville, the former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star. So Brandi's in hot water after she reportedly crossed a major line during filming of the most recent season of Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing sounds very not great.
Yeah.
And as details keep coming out about the incident, it's really not looking good for Brandi's future at Bravo.
Yeah, fuck around and find out.
Mm-hmm.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, February 7th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
So we've actually talked about this recently.
Yes.
How Brooke brought this up, how Ultimate Girls Trip, one of the Real Housewives franchise shows, really can get wild. Mm-hmm. Things get out of hand, like most Real Housewives shows.
Yeah, of course.
And for those that don't watch it, so anybody who's not Brooke.
Oh, stop it.
The show brings together some fan favorites from different Real Housewives shows for a getaway trip. And then, of course, as is always the case, rich lady chaos ensues.
Yeah.
So it's usually a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
If Brooke knows what she's talking about.
And she does.
She does. But during the most recent season, which just wrapped shooting in Morocco, the vacation took a pretty dark turn after mm-hmm. Brandi Glanville allegedly crossed a very inappropriate line with her co-star, Caroline Manzo.
Yeah. So a source told Page Six that the cast was partying at a private home on January 25th when Brandi, who apparently had been drinking heavily at the time, made unwelcome advances at Caroline. And according to the source, at one point during the party, Caroline and Brandi, as well as former Real Housewives of New York City star Alex McCord and an unknown fourth member of the cast, all went into the bathroom together.
Mm-hmm.
Brandi allegedly locked the bathroom door and pinned Caroline against the wall.
Yeah.
And the source said that Brandi also put her hands on Caroline's breast area and vaginal area and gave her unwanted kisses while sticking her tongue down Caroline's throat.
Mm.
Now, multiple sources have corroborated the details of this incident to Page Six, and there is no video footage of this incident because it obviously happened in a bathroom behind a locked door.
Mm-hmm.
But there is audio that was captured from the women's mics, and crew members have described it as disturbing. to Page Six.
Yeah, of course.
Now, sources say that Alex realized Caroline was uncomfortable with the whole situation, so she unlocked the bathroom door so that Caroline could leave, which good on her for doing that.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter, but I was curious, like what did Alex think was happening up to the point where she was like, we should unlock this door? Like, it's just so weird to, like, lock the door and then all this stuff starts. Like, what?
I know.
What is going through these people's minds?
You know, it may be possible that other people didn't see Brandy necessarily lock the door until, like, and then, you know, this stuff went down and then they realized it. I mean, you know, Brandy does this all the time. She gets way too drunk, does something stupid, has to apologize for it in the morning. Like, this is very classic Brandy, unfortunately.
Yeah. And this is something that's way more than just drunkenly being stupid.
Right.
And like anyone who's touched without consent, Caroline was reportedly very upset after the incident. Just like hearing the details is like, it sends a shiver up my spine. It's just awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, our bodies are our bodies. They should not be touched. Mm-hmm. Not a saying touch away.
Yes.
So production sources said that after it happened, Caroline was asked to talk about it on camera, and it became clear to the other cast members just how distressed she was.
Mm-hmm.
And then Page Six reported that Brandy allegedly sent Caroline an apology text the next day and was moved to a different hotel. But then shortly after, Brandy was asked to leave Morocco before the rest of the cast, and she was fired from the show.
Sources told Page Six that attorneys did interview the cast and crew, and that an investigation into the matter had already been completed. Now, Shed and Peacock, who produced the show, released a joint statement that said, "The safety and security of cast and crew while shooting is extremely important, and we take all reports seriously." They also said that they had immediately launched a comprehensive review and were taking appropriate action. Both Brandy and Caroline have not commented on what happened, but Brandy has been active on social media. She's said nothing about it, though. She has not acknowledged it in any way. So
it's not giving feeling guilty. Or remorseful.
No. And, you know, it sucks because, like, the last season, Brandy was on the last season of Ultimate Girls Trip, and, like, these things would happen. She would get really drunk, and, like, she's a very sexually open person. And, you know, this is how she acts. And, you know, on last season, the women were having some fun with it, and it was whatever. But, like, when you get somebody who's not into it, and that's very much okay to not be into it, even if you're partying and having fun, then it takes this turn. And I think, you know, Brandy seemed like maybe she was remorseful last season for things that she had said and done while she was drunk, but it very clearly doesn't seem that way now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, there's no excuse for behaving the way that Brandy allegedly did. Like, there never is.
Yes.
And, you know, sources are saying that her heavy drinking caused her bad judgment with Caroline, which is just like, not an excuse. It doesn't matter. Like, I get drunk and I don't grope people. It's, you know, you can do it.
Yeah.
You don't. That's
it's possible.
Just, it's such a cop out. I hate it. And if that's what you do when you drink, then you should not be drinking. There's no question about it.
Agree.
And kind of like what, you know, we were just saying, this is not the first time that Brandy's drinking has been flagged as an issue.
Yeah. So in 2019, there were photos released of Brandy, in her words, looking wasted after leaving the restaurant Mr. Chow's in L.A. And for anyone, you know, who has followed Brandy and the Housewives and all of this story, you know that she had a very public split from Eddie Cibrian, her ex-husband, in 2010. And she actually posted a video to her Instagram in 2019 explaining that she drank so much because she sometimes still struggles with her feelings as a divorced woman.
For those of you that want to judge me, you can all you want. But I'm telling you, I'm embarrassed. And sometimes, you know, you see your friends with their perfect husbands and they get to have their kids full time. And, you know, I don't have that. And then there's a worry that I'm going to grow old alone. And I know I embarrass my kids. I'm not perfect. That's all I have to say.
So, Brooke, right now we're just hearing about the incident between Brandy and Caroline, but there's allegedly audio recording of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is going to come out? Are we going to hear what was said? Is that even appropriate?
I think it's going to take Caroline's permission. I do see them airing it, though.
Yeah, really?
If I know anything about Bravo.
Yeah.
Like, You know, like when stuff's in the headlines like this, they'll probably start the season with like, if it's okay with Caroline, if they deem it fine, which I hope they do, I think it'll start with that. I think it'll start with that scene in the bathroom, that audio, and then it'll be like 5 days earlier or whatever. If I mean, that's their classic style whenever there's some type of scandal. So I don't know. I honestly, I do see them airing the audio, but
it's interesting because like, I keep trying to put this through the lens because, you know, of bias of like growing up in the society that we grow up in, there's a double standard. So I keep trying to put this, put this through the lens of if Brandy were a man that did this. Like, because I mean, essentially it's like, this is what, like the actions that are described are the ones that you see in like scenes of like sexual assault, which I always fast forward and don't even watch. But like, that's, so it's like, in that context, it's like, God, no, never air that. Like, that's just, it's horribly violating already. And I would feel like to air it would be just, being violated all over again. That being said, I mean, there is a double standard and it's unfair. I don't think there should be. So like, for me, it's like, you know, obviously if for whatever reason, Caroline's like, I want this out there, it's her prerogative, but it's like, unless she's explicitly like, yes, I'm okay with this, and not just because I've signed a contract and not just because I'm being, you know, threatened to lose money or whatever. Then yes. Otherwise it's like, this needs to go away. Like, this is just such a violation.
I mean, it's definitely Caroline's story to tell, and I hope they approach it that way.
Exactly.
You know, don't air it without her, again, consent. You know, comes down to that here too. So
I swear this stuff gets so fucking murky.
I know.
Because, like, I feel like with reality shows, like, this is not the first time there have been allegations on a reality show of sexual assault, crossing a very inappropriate line. And it's just, like, it then it becomes, like, okay, why are the production companies not stopping this? Like, where is, like, the overseeing of this behavior?
And, I mean, it sounds like she has already talked about it on camera, so I know that was probably right after, so maybe she'll decide, hey, you know, I'm not comfortable with that. So I don't know. I mean, I guess we're just going to have to find out.
Also insane to be like, can you do a talking head real quick after you just
Went
through a really rough situation?
Well, that's where reality TV gets, you know, dangerous for people.
Talk about an indictment on our society.
Well-being. I know, seriously.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And be sure to follow us on all socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skiddubs. We love connecting with you.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.